You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at the futures market is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
I want to begin with the dollar index. Interesting trade there today in the 11 o'clock hour. It took a big 29-cent dip.
It did. And, you know, I think that that was probably very much in relation to the Fed and the Fed announcement about quantitative easing continuing and increasing actually to $45 billion. And after the Operation Twist actually expires, you know, when you look at the overall picture on the dollar, we've just basically been trading a range now. If I look at a weekly chart, you know, sitting in a very narrow range, starting all the way back in September, between that 78-70 level, you know, and the 81.5 level. And so we just keep on, we're working our way down to the bottom end of that again and doing some testing. But I do think that that was probably more of what caused that dip than anything else.
And the Fed is going to increase the sizes of its portfolio because it is not going to do any selling of bonds in this new program, only buying of bonds. And the other interesting thing that the Fed says, it is tying its interest rate policy more directly to the unemployment rate.
Well, it's true. And, you know, as long as we stay at this level above 6.5%, that's what they continue to say that they're going to continue.
Hello, Jackie. We seem to have lost Jackie Vakes from Stewart Peterson Group. Let's see if we can try and get her back here in just a minute. Having some technical issues with trying to reach Jackie Vakes. However, we do have Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is on the phone with us now. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hi there, Dave. Nice to join you.
Thanks for catching up on us on short notice. When we were talking with Jackie, we were trying to touch base on the dollar index, which had a pretty significant drop in the 11 o'clock hour, and maybe thinking it was tied to the Fed announcements.
Yeah, and I think when it relates to the grains, you're really looking and searching for something to bring the buyers back in before the holidays, before we see the slowdown. Typically what happens is the slowdown in volume and trade and just kind of a lackluster trade. The cash seasonals tend to be real good in soybeans and meal and even in the corn and in the wheat as well as we get closer to the end of the year. But some of the commodity trading funds colleagues that I've been in touch with over the past week or so have suggested they're just not really excited about the market going into the end of the year. So you're needing something like the Federal Reserve to come in and bolster the market back up again, I think.
Didn't do a lot, though, for the grain pit, per se. Pretty soft finish, especially in wheat.
Yeah, exactly. And you're on the 200-day moving average in Chicago wheat. Your Kansas City wheat led you lower. And when you were talking about the updated Drew Lerner weather update coming up shortly, I think this just speaks volumes to the trade sentiment after the USDA's report. And my take on the USDA report, globally speaking for wheat, is the USDA numbers are off. They are wrong and they don't make sense. And we can get into that more detail maybe on Friday. But for right now, the trade is having to contend with these USDA numbers. And you could see it split out pretty equally. The beans came around with the meal's help. I'm sure part of that was due to the better crush data on USDA's report. That brought the bean spread around, but wheat continued to languish. Corn was pulled in between the other two.
And when we look at the marketplace and we look at how soft it's been thus far this week, do we have any optimism that we can rally on back by the end of the week?
Well, I think that's where the December futures expiration could be a culmination of events here. We test the 200-day moving average. All of a sudden, we see the weather pattern shift to drier bias again. Kansas City wheat comes around. The big secret weapon out there to me, Dave, is the Paris milling wheat in the European market leads us out. And that's where your dollar commentary comes in. The dollar being so competitive, if the Paris wheat can go up, given our competitive nature with the currencies, I would think the Chicago would readily follow that. And that would be a real key to me saying, okay, we've got the low in place now. We've factored in the USDA report. Unless new bearish fundamentals hit us, we're probably heading higher at this stage.
We did see some tenders in the last 24 hours for U.S. wheat, but they were for relatively small amounts.
Exactly. And this is where your wheat corn spread comes into play again. We're darn near 70 cents again on Chicago wheat minus Chicago futures. That is not a good number. And so you're really attached to the hip in the wheat market if you're the corn right now, because you're getting dangerously close to losing business again in the feed wheat business. And we're starting to see that already in Japan.
In the soybean pit, not that it was a huge change, but we did note that maybe the bull spread is back a bit.
Yeah, and I think this goes back to the USDA numbers, the fact that China bought yesterday. We really couldn't trade any of that because of the overwhelmingly negative numbers in the wheat. I think the spread gave a buy signal today based upon crossing over a 10-day moving average, crossing over a resistance trend line that's been in place since the August highs in that spread. So I'd be looking for a lot more out of that spread to confirm a buy signal as we head into the end of the week. And, you know, the market has shown us wheat's back to a carrying charge, corn's back to a carrying charge, beans are the last holdout right now. And it really is up to the beans now to show its strength because, like I said, cash seasonals are friendly, meal basis is popping, crusher demand's good because crushing margins are 60 to 70 cents all the way out to July of next year. And we still haven't put to bed the South American weather. So I think, although I don't think the beans can lead the corn up like I thought it could 2, 3, 4 weeks ago because of the weak corn spread now, I do think the beans could play a supporting role to the corn market.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Okay, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He and Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of Champaign, Illinois, your tag team analysts this afternoon on the Closing Market Report.